Blog Talk Radio.
If you're fixing your car, you sure as heck don't want to
if you're putting a video, whatever, you want to make sure that video goes out to people who need help with their car. And everybody, including myself, I've gone to YouTube to get some recommendations from people who have done V-blogs, video blogs, vlogs, they call them. That's something, too, that you want to maybe consider. But for the time being, maybe rounding on here and going from left field to right field in 2 seconds here, I wanted to just leave you just the motivation, just the opportunity to, or I should say take advantage of the opportunity that you have, whatever is on your mind, you know, write it down. Get it on paper. Get it on your Word of document. Put it in an email. Send it to yourself. They have other technologies out there that you can use. OneNote, Evernote, either one of those work great for documenting your information, keeping tabs on what you're doing in your daily life. Maybe that's your blog. I've got a cousin, actually, that started a blog about a year or two ago when he first started having a kid. He's a stay-at-home dad, and he actually put together a blog that he was basically documenting what he was doing on a daily basis. I'm sure he wasn't giving all his information out as far as, you know, your personal stuff. Leave that out. You know, always protect your family and your whereabouts and all that stuff. It's okay to talk generally. So, you know, it's and have fun with it. If you're not having fun, if you're not enjoying, if you're not passionate about something, then move on to something else that you find that you are passionate about, that you really care about, whatever your views are. So just highly recommend that when you're writing something, just do it from your heart's content. Do it from your heart, from your mind, okay? And when you build up that content, that's what you want to have. You want to have a lot of content in it. You don't want to have a lot of emptiness or somebody in there complaining for an hour and a half or where people don't want to hear that. We're in a microwave, even past that now, microwave generation, the Jetsons, the cartoon show back in the 60s and early 70s, people always refer to, we're going to be like the Jetsons one day. Well, we're here. There are flying cars now. They're not actually in everyday traffic, but that has been invented. A lot of, as you can see, technology with all the different social medias out there right now, and there's more coming, more applications being built each and every day. You have everything at your disposal. It's so user-friendly. When I first got on the computer myself, it wasn't so user-friendly. You had to pretty much write your own programs in order to even have it function or play a game. I remember the very first game I ever played was Pong. And, of course, at that point, I wasn't at the programmer stage, if you will, but I was just amazed on this little ball going across the screen. And you'd have your friend, or if you played yourself, you would actually sit there for hours and have the greatest time because it was the greatest thing in the world at that time. Look how far we've come from Pong, right? So, but anyway, just like I said, I highly advise you, take some time to see this Friday. It's the weekend. If you work or, if, you know, Fridays are, whether you're working or not, a regular job, Fridays are still something that I believe that, okay, what did I do this week? You know, the weekend's here. Let's reset our goals, reset our values, see what we're actually planning on doing as far as the next week and the rest of our future. So I can encourage you enough to take advantage of the time and put together that blog. Put together some content. If you don't know how to do it, so many things out there on YouTube that can teach you how to actually start putting something together. If you have any questions on that, of course, you can also hit me on Twitter, at Consumer View. That's at Consumer View, ConsumerView. Feel free to reach me there. Anyway, I wanted to thank you very much for joining us today. We do look forward to speaking to you again on our next show. Got some more shows planned over next month. And I want to wish you and yours a very happy, early, happy Thanksgiving. And look forward to doing some more great shows for you. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. And we're going to close out with a song that we put together a few years back called Rich Get Richer. Remember, do everything. Blog it. Write it down. However you want to describe it, just do it from your heart's content. And you'll be amazed how much content that you create. Have a great day, everybody.
there ain't no future inside. I am the rich man getting richer, and the poor get richer. Yeah, the rich man getting richer, and the white man getting richer. Doctor, the lawyer, father, citizen, man, think you could lay a healthy hand. Got that, same important, this is every time.